It's Classical Spotlight, and tis the season. It's wonderful to welcome the music director from First Presbyterian Church, Tom Dooling, to our studios.
It's a pleasure to be here, John. Thanks for having me back.
We're looking forward to these midday Noels, a great chance to hear some great music, maybe have a snack, and sort of enjoy the season. What do we have to look forward to?
Well, this is kind of our gift to the community, and especially those that work in the downtown area. Our first offering is this coming Thursday on December 6th. It features Dr. Jay Ha, who is our organist and associate minister of music, and he's doing a really unique program of all keyboard music. And while that might sound fairly familiar in terms of the organ, he's going to actually survey a number of different keyboard instruments, playing our pipe organ from the balcony. He's going to do some improvisation on the piano, and he's also going to do a piece for theater organ, which is a style all of its own, and we'll use a separate instrument for that as well, too. And so a really eclectic program, but all holiday music, a lot of traditional organ pieces that folks would recognize by Bach and Vierne, but then also some familiar Christmas carols such as O Come All Ye Faithful. And the other thing Jay's doing as well, too, he is doing a couple of transcriptions. These are pieces that he has adapted to the organ, but are orchestral pieces, particularly The Ride of the Valkyries, and then also The Flight of the Bumblebee, which is a great virtuistic piece and should be a lot of fun to hear.
Oh, that's so much fun, and it's a neat way. If you're downtown, you can walk over, or parking is ample, to be able to come and enjoy another side of these, you know, sort of holiday selections.
Right, right. The programs are all formatted to be fairly short in length, about 45 minutes at the most. We start a little after noon. There is limited free parking available in our church parking lot. That's the entrance to that is off of Avenue E, and you just park in one of the reserved spots, and those are free of charge, or just walk over if you work downtown. We actually offer a couple of lunch options to follow the concert. If you've got to run back to work, we have a bag lunch that we can make available to you for $3. Or if you've got a little time to stick around, we offer a full hot lunch for $7, and you can enjoy the company of the rest of the audience and have a great lunch.
Well, we're looking forward to it. This is this next Thursday, the 6th of December, just afternoon there at First Presbyterian Church. Some great keyboard music on tap with Jay Ha, who we adore. What else is coming up? Because you guys are actually doing, as always, a set of three of these concerts, right?
Obviously, this coming Thursday is the first in that series. On the 13th of December, we're featuring a group that's going to perform a program called A Celtic Christmas. This is a performer by the name of Jeff Johnson, who's been featured on Windham Hill Recordings, and they do Celtic Christmas pieces, Celtic sort of in the style of like the music that you might have heard on the movie Titanic, sort of the penny whistle with violin and with keyboard, and just very evocative of the season. And they'll do a number of selections. They're on a sort of a Texas tour, and we're one of the stops on their tour. Then our final concert is on the 20th, and that features the professional and semi-professional singers that supplement our sanctuary choir. It's a choral ensemble we just generically call our chamber singers, but we'll be doing a number of pieces, both familiar and also eclectic as well, too. Things like Lo, How Rose Are Blooming, and some really neat secular arrangements, such as a piece called A Swingin' Christmas that features I'll Be Home for Christmas, and some other familiar favorites. A lot of John Rutter pieces for those folks that are familiar with choral music. A lot of great Christmas choral pieces by Rutter as well.
So it's the next three Thursdays, the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th, there at First Presbyterian Church.
That's correct. They're all at 1210. If folks need a little more information, they can go to our website at fpconline.org, or they can call the church office at 226-0215.
Happy holidays, and we're looking forward.
Well, thank you, John.